Wednesday, December 5th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. This is a national day of mourning for the passing of George H.W., who is getting the respect that he deserved, having served the country as a real hero in many capacities his entire life. He is first and foremost a great American. There was a good old-fashioned flight from equities into security as gold and bonds in particular absorbed the cash running away from the stock market. Hope some finds its way into commodities. Short and long-term interest rates are playing with an inverted yield curve, which has never indicated anything good about the economy. The Fed has underestimated the impact of their interest rate hikes, and they need to stop and let things settle for a while. The global economy is slowing, and everything that Trump has done will weigh on it. His trade wars are hubris. Trump should soon be in the most legal trouble that any U.S. president has ever been in. That means we would have a wounded leader trying to right the ship that he'd help tip over. Trump says that he likes the tariff revenue flowing into U.S. coffers, calling himself Tariff Man, just like Herbert Hoover. There's a lot about this he doesn't appear to understand. The tariffs are taxes paid by consumers. He thinks he is imposing them on China, yet it is American companies and consumers who end up paying them. They are harming the economy. Then there is the global supply chain disruption tariffs cause. I was told that AGCO is moving a tractor plant from China to South Korea to avoid the tariffs. I mentioned that Deere can build a tractor in Brazil and sell it to Europe and avoid all the tariff obstacles. Other companies are moving production to Vietnam and other regional locations. In other words, these companies are not bringing production back here. So Trump's trade policy will increase U.S. costs and not bring jobs home. In another one of his ridiculous statements, Trump said, "I am Tariff Man," as he rethreatened China again. The markets didn't appreciate the comment. They are tired of his overhyped assessments of high-level meetings. I've mentioned his left-field, off-base assessment of the one with the European Union, but it is a bad habit. Whether he is gushing, over-touting the USMCA, his meeting with Putin or Kim Jong-un, or his manufactured crisis at the southern border, they have never been nearly as good as he says that they were, or what he says they were. For a long time, the markets tolerated all of this, and at some point, they get tired of it and not believe a thing that he says. That's dangerous. Trump seems to have the idea that the global economy can go down and we will be just fine hiding behind America first. He's helping it go down, clueless of the lessons of history. China finally did make a statement that appeared to back up some of the generalities of the U.S. interpretation of the Argentine summit, but none of the specifics yet as to buying commodities or reducing their auto tariffs. They say that they will follow through on their side of the deal and expressed optimism that a larger agreement can be reached in the time frame spelled out. While there was still no official word on what commodities and how much they would purchase, rumors now abound. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. Reuters reported that a Chinese company was buying U.S. oil. Other rumors are that they will buy substantial amounts of corn, wheat, and soybeans before year-end. These purchases would be made by a state entity and tariffs would remain in place. There is certainly a difference of interpretation as to whether Chinese tariffs on U.S. ag products stay up. One rumor was that they would buy 294 million bushels of soybeans. If they are old crop, deducted from the current USDA carryover projection of 955 million bushel, and with no other balance sheet adjustment, that would reduce the carryover to 661 million bushel, which is still a lot. It would be the equivalent of about 5.5 million acres, which, if not shifted to corn and wheat, would help those markets. They are still rumors, so no official confirmation, but there would be heck to pay if they are mostly not true. Celeras increased their estimate of Brazil's soybean crop to 130 million metric tons. The increase was larger over USDA's production estimate for Brazil than the 8 million metric tons that is rumored that China will buy from us. U.S. soybeans are competitively priced to any buyer not paying a 25% tariff. We need a real crop failure somewhere in order to get out from under supply. The hog market could use some better news from export demand. Too many pork exports have tariffs on them. The Trump administration said that they would drop the steel and aluminum tariffs on Mexico and Canada after the USMCA was signed. What are they waiting for? They do not seem to get that there are markets waiting for some positive news. Mexico will drop the tariffs on U.S. pork when Trump does what he told them he would do. Trump also suggested that China will buy U.S. pork. African swine fever may well eventually bring China into the world pork trade, but the markets will get tired of waiting. The number of confirmed cases of African swine fever continue to grow in China, which means the epidemic is still uncontrolled. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.